Yankee win. He did. That's strike three. So Capra's out on a K, and it'll be Isaac Collins. 10 seconds, station identification, Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
8-3 LA, bottom of the sixth inning. Collins at the plate. Collins swings and hits a ground ball foul just outside of first. Nevin made a diving stab. But a foul ball. Strike one on Isaac Collins. Well, baseball and bratwurst. I mean, you know spring is here when you start talking about Usinger's and great-tasting sausage. It really doesn't get any better than Usinger's sausage. Hot off the grill, little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Brewers are going to be back before you know it. You get the home opener against the Kansas City Royals. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two on Isaac Collins. Grills are all fired up. Get them out of hibernation if they even went into hibernation. I know a lot of folks love to grill in the wintertime. I do. Just clear a path from your back stoop and spot to get you your grill. Fantastic. 0-2 on Collins. And it's low and in the dirt. And it goes back to the backstop at 101 miles an hour. Don't have a lot of time to make a decision when a pitch is coming in at 100 miles an hour plus. You almost pick a spot and hope your bat ends up in that spot. That one is fouled away just above the Brewers' dugout. Stays 1-2 on Isaac Collins, 95 mile an hour breaking ball.
Yeah, I think the thing about the velocity we see in today's game that always amazes me is, now, 20 years ago, if somebody threw 100 miles an hour, household name. Everybody knew who they were.
1-2, down and away, off speed, 2-2.
Think of how many guys come into games now are like, this guy's new, and he's throwing 101.
I think what gets lost a lot of times, too, is that these guys aren't just throwing four-seam fastballs at 100 miles an hour. They're throwing two-seamers. Stuff is moving all over the place. Hard enough to hit the velocity itself. That's down and in at 101.
99 mile an hour cutters.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, think about Jordan Hicks. Then with the St. Louis Cardinals. Now starting with the Giants. But he was throwing 103, 104 miles an hour. And then he'd throw 99 off speed. 3-2 is inside. That was 94 with a cutter. But it's ball four. You mean Yoan Duran with the Minnesota Twins, who's throwing this, whatever he's calling it, that disgusting pitch at 99 that's moving all over the place.
Think of Class A.
Yeah, Class A with a cutter at 103 miles an hour pretty consistently. Brewer Hicklin hits. Runner at first is Collins. He's got a huge lead. There he goes. Pitch is low. Throw to second base is high, and Collins steals second base. Running down by five. Just trying to add stuff to the tool belt. Stolen bases during the regular season. Gives cash to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, thanks to Delta Dental. 1-0 to Hicklin, down and away, 2-0. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust. Is a ball low, 3-0. That one was at 100. Isaac Collins on base with an ortho walk. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. 3-0 on Hicklin. And that's outside for ball four. So back-to-back ortho ASAP walks. We're walking right in. And Jorge Alfaro, RBI double in the second inning. coming to the plate. The Brewers led this game 3-0 at one point through three innings, and then the Dodgers put up six in the fourth, two more in the fifth on back-to-back homers. Back-to-back walks, and we'll see if Alfaro can get into something. Very gentle breeze blown out to center. First pitch to Alfaro, hit off the end of the bat, and first baseman Nevin's got a play. Infield fly was called for, if fair, of course. That one was a fair ball. And Alfaro pops up, so after two straight walks, he was hacking at the first pitch and pops out to first base. Bryce Terang, this is his spot. It's Cooper Pratt now. Cooper Pratt, three hits yesterday, couple of doubles. One of them, a bases clearing double, and now a nice challenge facing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Pitch, breaking ball down and away. One ball, no strikes. Brewers are back at home tomorrow against the Kansas City Royals. TV game, first TV game of the year. 1-0 pitch is popped up. Again on the infield, Nevin's got another shot on the skin of the infield dirt, makes the catch, and the inning ends. Couple of walks, they're both left on base. We head to the seventh, 8-3, Los Angeles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-McSee Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
We've reached the seventh inning. It's 8-3 LA. New pitcher, new third, new second, new broadcaster again. Here's Lane.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. Ryan Middendorf is the new pitcher. Also, Dylan Array comes into the game at second base. And 19-year-old Juan Baez into the game at third base for the crew. Kyle Nevin is the batter and takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. It is an 8-3 Dodgers lead. Middendorf brings home the 0-1 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and look out, the bat comes flying out of the hands of Nevin and hits above the Dodgers coaches. Is that Bob Guerin that it flew over the top of? Yeah.
The trio of coaches down there, yeah. Dave Roberts.
Yeah, Dave Roberts sitting just a couple seats down from Guerin. Everybody's all right. They were able to scramble out of the way in time. That'll wake you up in a hurry. No balls and two strikes on Nevin. Gets back in there, the right-handed hitting Nevin. And here comes the 0-2 pitch from Middendorf. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Middendorf. Gets the strikeout of Nevin, and there's one away here in the seventh. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the Crews going to win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, we're all going to be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. So here's Austin. What do we settle on? Gauthier?
I'm in on it.
First pitch to Gauthier. His ground ball sharply hit to short, bobbled for a moment by Pratt, but slings it across in time to take care of Gauthier. Goodbye, Gauthier. There's two down. And here's Justin Dean. I like Middendorf stuff. He's in AAA Nashville last year, made 52 appearances for the Crew. He's in Biloxi the year before that. First pitch to Dean is right down Broadway for a strike. It's 0-1. 6-6, 220 for Middendorf. A one, way outside, and it's a ball and a strike. Dean, right-handed hitter, sets up in the very back of the box. And Middendorf brings home the 1-1 pitch. Missed up and in. Two balls and one strike here on Dean. Brewers trailing the Diamondbacks 7-1 over in Talking Stick. That game's in the bottom of the sixth now. 2-1 is chopped foul at the plate. It's 2-2 on Dean. So this game trending ahead of that one right now, with this game being in the seventh. Dean getting a little time after that one got a piece as he fouled it off, and so getting just a little bit of time to get a little feeling back before he steps in there. Two balls and two strikes on Dean. Middendorf looking in through his glove. Shakes on the sign. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Fastball at 95. You know, mid-90s velocity for Middendorf. Pretty good bite on that breaking ball, Jeff. And kind of a unique arm slot as well for a guy his size. 2-2. That missed a little bit low, and the count is full, three balls and two strikes. He drops down a little bit, not all the way, but he could be a tough matchup on a lot of right-handed hitters.
Tough matchup for anybody. Yeah. I mean, he's got elbows and knees coming at you. It's fun.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder at 94, and Dean went after it and strikes out. Couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts for Ryan Middendorf. And a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven. 8-3 Dodgers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Get ready for a new collection of Brewers swag. Giveaway games start with a long-sleeve hoodie. Select Tuesdays feature Wisconsin Artist Series t-shirts. The season ends with a limited edition crew neck sweatshirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/ticketfinder. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Guys?
Hi, it's Woodmans.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
And more.
Anthony Seigler set to lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island Resort and Casino, the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. First pitch from Giovanni Gallegos is high and outside. It's 1-0 on Seigler. Yes, that Giovanni Gallegos, the former St. Louis Cardinal. Long time with St. Louis. Did not debut with the Cardinals, though. Swung on and fouled straight back, 1-1. That might seem hard to believe, as many times as he pitched against the Brewers over the years. But he debuted back in 2017 with the Yankees and was a part of that Luke Voit trade in 2018. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed, and Seigler went after it, and it's 1-2.
Luke Voit, former Brewer.
Yeah. Long tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Voit was in Mexico last year playing.
I thought you said he went to Mexico.
Well, that also could have been true.
Hanging out on vacation.
Yep. One ball and two strikes on Seigler. And the pitch. Missed up and away. Two balls and two strikes.
For me, Luke Voit will always be my league leader in fewest buttons in his jersey top.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive at times. 2-2 is up and away. Three balls and two strikes. It felt like it was going to take somebody to give Vogelback a run for his money, but Voit surpassed him. Three-two pitch. Missed down and in. Seigler works the walk to lead off the inning. There were times when it felt like Voit was almost wearing like a bathroom robe, the way the V cut was so far down.
Voit last year, 81 games in Tabasco in Mexico, hit 23 homers, hit 270. The last time he put on a big league uniform was with the Brewers. 23.
Here's Braylon Payne, first round pick from a year ago. First pitch to him, swung on and fouled straight back. It's 0-1. He signed with somebody after the Brewers let him go. Maybe the Mets, but yes. never played in the big leagues with the Mets that year.
Correct. He was in AAA in Syracuse.
A 1. High fly ball, but foul down that right field line. That's one of those examples we were talking earlier about not getting overly excited about what happens in spring training. Luke Voit had a really nice spring training with the Brewers. And it didn't really look like there was going to be a roster spot for him initially, but he played so well, kind of worked his way onto it. Oh, 2 pitch. Bouncer back up the middle. It'll be backhanded by the second baseman. Flips to short for one. No throw to first. As that was Gauthier to McClain coming across the bag. It wasn't a great flip. And so they do get the lead runner, Seigler. But safe at first on the fielder's choice is Payne. Payne's kind of a fun guy to watch. A lot of speed. Looks like there's a little power in there that could still develop over time.
It's only 18.
Very young, very toolsy, very twitchy player. A lot of explosiveness. Now here's Betanti. And Betanti takes low. It's 1-0. 8-3 Dodgers. Bottom of the seventh inning. A runner at first and one away against Giovanni Gallegos. Voit, of course, I think a lot of people listening probably remember this, but a home run champ in 2020 when he was with the Yankees. The 1-0 pitch down and in. Two balls. And no strikes.
He had some pop, that's for sure.
How many did he hit in 20? Like 20 home runs, didn't he, in 60 games? It was a big number.
Stand by. 22.
2-0 is lined into right field for a base hit for Betanti. Payne on the move. He'll go first to third. And the Brewers have him on the corners with one away. Good swing from Bitonti through that right side. 22 in a 60-game season, some major damage.
Drove in 52 runs that year. Got nine MVP, finished ninth in the MVP vote.
That was only ninth? I would have thought maybe a little higher with those kind of numbers. So here's Juan Baez, the 19-year-old. So a couple of youngsters coming to the plate here in this seventh inning. Baez played a lot last spring training as well as an 18-year-old. And he takes high. It's 1-0.
There were some pretty good seasons that happened that year, even though it was only 60 games. Jose Abreu won the MVP at 76 hits in 60 games. Ooh. 19 homers, drove in 60.
1-0. This is a fly ball into shallow center. Dean is racing in, and to his right, underneath of it, makes the catch, and no tag. Wasn't deep enough, so Payne stays put at third. Now there are two away. Yeah, Jose Abreu, he had a really good year that year.
Abreu, Ramirez, DJ LeMahieu finished third. He had 364 that year, had an OPS over 1,000. And then Shane Bieber was fourth, went 8-1 with a 1.63 ERA in 12 starts.
I mean, you think about that, couple of things. You had a really condensed ramp up for the pitchers that year because they shut it down and then had to ramp it back up. And basically 2 weeks, pitches high to Dylan O'Rey, the batter. And you started play on July 24th, and the weather's just better. The ball's going to travel more.
Right.
And so you would have thought maybe the numbers would be a little bit better in that smaller sample size than if you would have taken April and May and put it together. Swing and a foul off of the gear of Dalton Rushing, the catcher. And it's 1-1 on Dylan O'Rey.
The name that finished behind Luke Voit in the MVP vote would shock you.
So 10th in the MVP voting in 2020 for the American League. One pitch is a strike, and it's 1-2. I mean, I'm not going to get it. I'm just trying to think of somebody that would fit your description. One 2 pitch is high. Two balls and two strikes. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to let you just go ahead and tell me.
Anthony Rendon.
Oh.
It's the only time he's played a quote-unquote full season for the Angels. Played 52
games. His first
games.
Year. That's his first year with the Angels,
yep.
Right?
52 games. He has not played more than 58 games for the Angels in his career.
2-2 is down in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes.
That covers 5 years. He hasn't played more than 58 games for the Angels.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that one. Former Rice Owl, Anthony Rendon. Three balls and two strikes here on Dylan O'Rey. There goes the runner. Pitch is flipped into shallow left. It's going to carry out there, though, to the left fielder Newell, who makes the catch to end the inning. Brewers had a couple of men on. They strand a pair. We go to the eighth inning. It's 8-3 Dodgers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Open the door to savings with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft steel entry doors add security and improve the appearance of your home. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program, online or in-store. Save big on your new door at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Prevea Orthopedics and HSHS Hospitals, we understand all the ways you move. From the ways you love to move, to the ways you need to move, and the ways you want to move. Movement looks different for everyone. That's why we specialize in you, providing the expert care you need for all the ways you move. To schedule an appointment, visit Prevea.com/ortho.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is good!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Schneider and their professional truck drivers remind you to buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. It's the law, and it can save your life. We go to the eighth inning. It's an 8-3 Dodgers lead. And back in to call it for you, here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you very much, Lane. Chris Newell leads it off against Garrett Stallings, the new pitcher for the Brewers. Follows Ryan Middendorf, who was perfect in the seventh with a couple of Ks. Five-run lead for L.A. They're out hitting the Brewers 7-6. Pitch to Newell, swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Birthday greetings out to Mike Olson today, celebrating his 50th. Big-time Brewers fan. Enjoy the big 5-0. Pitch to Newell is down and in. One ball and one strike. Haven't heard our attendance yet today. What do you guys want to throw a gander out there?
Yeah, we haven't played the attendance game yet this year.
A 1-1 is a strike. It's 1-2. Anybody want to be the first one?
Harder to guess now because we've had people leave since the game started, but I'm trying to remember back to what it was like in the first couple of innings.
It's a long time ago.
It was.
1-2, flip to left. Collins dives, comes up empty. Ball squirts out of his glove, and then the second base goes Newell. That was almost a spectacular catch by Collins. Kept it in front of him, almost trapped it, but not to be. It's a double for Newell, his first AB. You want to go first, Lane?
Yeah, I'll go 43-57.
43-57, Kent. 38-22 for Kent. I'm going to go right in the middle and go 39-68. I didn't go 38-23. I thought about it, but I didn't. That one is high on Dalton Rushing, the catcher. This is, again, the rules of the game. Can't go over. Otherwise, your guess is null and void. Play the Price is Right rules. There's a strike on Dalton Rushing.
When you have three, you could really, you could have really messed with Kent there.
That's why you want to go last.
Yes.
Big fan. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away. Left side. Almost. Oh, our guy Cody. It was right there. It was right there. That darn window got in the way. Almost. He was ready for it. And Cody, who does all the music and runs all the audio here in spring training, also works with the Brewers up in Milwaukee. In the scoreboard room, 1-2 misses low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Spends his off seasons in Southern California, though. My old stomping grounds in Rancho Cucamonga. 2-2 on Dalton Rushing. Just missed. It's one where if you had a challenge, you'd like to use it. No challenge at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Oh, attendance. 3619. We're all losers. We all went over. That one misses low. I think they counted late. Rushing draws a walk. 36-19, your official attendance today. Ryan Ward. Now the DH. Well, we will try again tomorrow. I'll text you guys.
Yeah, let me
know. You guys are both off. Swing and a miss. What are you going to do on your off day? We'll start with you, Lane, since you got the open mic.
I have to get on an airplane tomorrow.
Oh, yes, yes. Airplane tomorrow for Lane. One one on Ryan Ward. And that's a strike over the outside corner. Kent, are you scaling any mountains tomorrow? Are you going to sit by the pool and bake? What do you... Combination of the two. Full bake zone. All right. He's going to bake up the mountain, and then he's going to bake at the pool. Ripped, fouled on the right field line.
Yeah, I would say thank you to Kent for the times where he has fallen asleep at the pool and gotten a little red, because every time I go to the pool now, I think of that. I'm way more disciplined and like, oh, nope, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Time to get out of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to look like Kent. I mean, not. Yeah.
There have been times worse than others.
That's okay. I'm not.
Kent looks great.
No, you look good, Kent. Yeah, you look good.
0-2 is down and in. No throw to first base. I don't want to look like Kent. Well, come on.
But a third degree, you know, sunburn. I'm trying to avoid that.
Yes, yes. Was that in Texas? Yeah, the Texas was the bad one. Fell asleep at the pool and got badly burned. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for Stallings. One gone in the eighth inning. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. And remember, feel the power.
That was your movie guy trailer voice.
Here's McClain. It takes down and in. One ball, no strikes. You see the feel the power, and you feel like you need to give it some punch.
It deserves more than just normal broadcaster voice.
Yeah. Deepen it up and punch it. 1-0 is a strike on McClain. One ball and one strike. Feel the power in a world.
You sound like Will Arnett.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's his normal voice. 1-1 is inside. If I had to do that all the time, I would have zero voice.
Yeah, I agree. Too much strain.
Yeah, small doses. Eight-3 game in the top of the eighth inning. Garrett Stallings on the mound for the Brewers. Two on for L.A., and the pitch is a strike. 2-2.
You also could be hired by Kramer's movie phone service.
Why don't you just tell me what movie you would like to see? Push 5 for Tunnel.
Why don't you just tell me?
2-2 coming. Ground ball hit to the left side. Baez has it. Goes to second, one to first. Late. And we might get an automatic double play here. That'd be kind of nice. Get Stallings out of the inning. The runner at second base overslid the bag and ended up in the lap of Dylan O'Rey. I think in the regular season you may have an obstruction call there from the runner rushing. Got to hold the bag. Didn't on that particular play. But it's a fielder's choice. Someone bring a duck call down there? Did you hear that? Or was that a kazoo?
Kazoo. I think it was a kazoo.
First pitch to Hosey is hit foul, first base side, and in the seats. Ooh, almost. And McClain over at first base and Newell at third. Hope is on deck. Brewers trailing 8-3 in the eighth. Stallings straightens up and throws. Liner to right, base hit. That'll score one. Going from first to third is McClain. 9-3, Los Angeles. Hosey's now 1 out of 2 off the bench. Hot day like today. Never got to 90 degrees. Flirting with it for the last couple of days, but hasn't got to 90. But when it is nice and toasty, that's a good day for Summer Shandy. Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Line and Kugel's flavor of the moment. A trip to the mound for Garrett Stallings. Action starts in the Brewers' bullpen. Every trip to the mound brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Potawatomi Sportsbook, dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food bar and menu. It's excellent. VIP seating and so much more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Brewers have right-hander Tyler Bryant getting loose. He was part of our Tyler game a couple of days ago in Scottsdale.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is the one I crossed out and turned him into a Tyson, but he's the Tyler. First offering to Hope is a strike. And it's 0-1. The real Tyler Bryant is getting loose. Hope hits it foul left side. 1-2. As we mentioned, tomorrow, television only on FanDuel Sportsnet Wisconsin. Debut on our new network. Aaron Civale against Chandler Champlain of the Kansas City Royals. Is a called third strike. Got him with a heater at the knees and the inning ends. A run comes across for the Dodgers to make it 9-3. Brewers coming up in the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Milwaukee Brewers Radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Baskerville.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey. Isaac Collins will flip around and hit from the right side of the plate against new Dodgers left-hander Jose E. Hernandez. And the first one to Collins is up and out. So because his middle initial is an E, he would be a Hosey, just like the third baseman. Spelled differently, different position, throw different arms. 1-0 is inside. 2 balls and no strikes, but he would be a Hosey. I like it. Brewer Hicklin's on deck. He played the whole way. Collins and Hicklin. 2-0 pitch. Check swing strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Hernandez. Big development in the radio booth at American Family Fields of Phoenix as Collins lifts one to left. Newell takes care of it for out number one. The booth has polished off the first box of cookies. Didn't even take a week. How many were in there? Was it 24? 12?
There's quite a few when it showed up.
It was a 24-packer? So you couldn't get season tickets for a 24.
No, but. I didn't even have one the whole time.
Hicklin, left field, heading towards the line. Foul. And it's 0-1 on Brewer. Hicklin, you didn't have a single cookie?
I had multiple. So, yeah, I didn't have one.
Had four?
Probably four.
North?
In that range.
Okay.
Four or five. Six, maybe. I just know by three and four and five, they were a little harder than when they first arrived. They kind of lost some of their flair.
Some of their freshness?
Yeah.
Well, one case down. Hicklin waiting. 0-1, ground ball to third on two hops. Hosey throws him out, two away. Jorge Alfaro was in this spot. Now we get Jesus Made. Oh, this is awesome. Top prospect in the Brewers organization. Still has yet to turn 18.
Good walk-up song, too.
Man, 17 years old. He's at the plate right now. First pitch to him is a strike. He makes his Cactus League debut.
Not sure that was his pick, but it's a good walk-up song.
Man, this kid is uber-talented. 0-1. Down and away. One ball and one strike. A lot of people talk about Jackson Chourio and how he burst onto the scene, and rightfully so. Made is in that same category. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Saw a breaking ball, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, the ascent of both very similar at this stage in their careers.
Made waiting on Hernandez. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, left side, tough play. Hosey picks and throws, and Made is out on a ground ball to third base. Well, we got one AB worth. That was great. We'll head to the ninth inning. It's 9-3 Los Angeles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticket advance 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
New pitcher for the Brewers is Brett Witrowski. And the new left fielder, Yoferi Rodriguez. So Isaac Collins' day is done. Brewer Hicklin's going to go the whole way. He's out and right. The Iron Man today. Kyle Nevin hits for the Dodgers. Took over at first base. First one from Witrowski, misses outside. Well, Pine River is a fixture. It's summertime get-togethers, and they've been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, in Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Fouled away by Nevin, just to our right and above the Dodgers TV booth. One ball and one strike. A scoop of Cedar Crest ice cream sounds pretty good right now. One misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch is a strike again. Two balls and two strikes. Kyle Nevin, 11th round pick a couple years ago out of Baylor. Dad Phil, brother Tyler, big leaguer. 2-2, swing and a miss. And Kyle Nevin strikes out. Failed in the Mario level, too. Here's Gauthier.
Bowser.
Darn Bowser.
Get pretty far if it was Bowser.
Yeah, right? Gauthier. Bounced to short his first time up. And a bouncer to third. Baez on the second hop near the bag. Has it. Throws across for out number two. Justin Dean, he struck out back in the seventh. Big six-run fourth inning for the Dodgers. Difference in the game. Brewers in the ninth inning will have Pratt, Siegler, and Payne scheduled. Witrowski misses outside with ball one. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Los Angeles. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Brewers. Again, the only matchup between these two teams in Cactus League play this year. 1-0 pitch is inside. Brewers will go to Los Angeles right after the All-Star break. Part of a West Coast swing that takes the Brewers to L.A. and then up to Seattle before coming back. Pitch, swing and a miss. Curious at that juncture of the season how different their roster is, right? Who's pitching in their rotation? I don't know. They're going to get Shohei Ohtani back, they're hoping, in May. Get Clayton Kershaw back more than likely in July. Who's healthy? Who's not healthy? 2-1 pitch is high. 3 balls and a strike.
I mean, they could legitimately go with a six-man rotation all year if they wanted to. I mean, they could go deeper than that. You wouldn't, but
I think they're just trying to get through the first 5 weeks of the season with a five-man rotation. 3-1. Hit foul. It's 3-2, and then from there on, when Ohtani joins the rotation, that's when they're going to go six, and they'll go six the entire way, and yeah. It's probably a smart move for them, considering Sasaki, who is used to going on longer rest. Yamamoto is used to going on longer rest. Be good for Tyler Glasnow, who's had injury issues in the past.
And if Kershaw's in your rotation, too, later on.
3-2 is inside, and he walked him. So Dean draws a walk with two outs. Brings up Newell, who doubled and scored back in the eighth. Saw Tony Gonsolin. He's going to be a part of the rotation. Maybe Dustin May at some point. I mean, the embarrassment of riches of guys available to pitch for the Dodgers is pretty impressive. We didn't even talk about Blake Snell.
Yeah, or Bobby Miller, who I know didn't have a great year last year, but was really impressive 2 years ago and still is a very young arm.
Dean takes his lead, and that's ball one to Chris Newell. Newell, left-handed batter, facing Wachowski. And it's popped up. Shallow left, Pratt going out. Pratt is going to make the catch. Right in front of Yoferi Rodriguez, Pratt able to use all that body and haul it in to retire the side. Bottom of the ninth is coming up. Brewers down by six on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Press, wash, chill, repeat.
New pitcher and a new catcher, I think. Nope, still rushing behind the plate. But Sam Carlson takes over on the mound. Second rounder 2017 by Seattle. Carlson's got a Brewers hat on for his profile picture on Baseball Reference. Because he was in Double-A Biloxi last year with the Brewers. 44 games with Biloxi, 425 earned run average. And the first one misses high to Cooper Pratt. One ball to no strikes. Tomorrow, Aaron Civale against Chandler Champlain of the Kansas City Royals. That is high. Two balls, no strikes. TV only tomorrow. Myself, Bill Schroeder, Sophia Minert. Sophia's been down here the longest of all of our broadcasters, and she will be the last one to debut.
Yeah.
2-0 pitch. Hit foul by Pratt. That end up in the TV booth? The Dodgers sure did. Rick Monday ends up with the souvenir. Nice play. Way to go, Rick. Dodger fans giving him a round of applause. They're telling him to throw it back. Is he going to throw it back? Yes. Fumble, fumble, fumble.
Uh-oh. No.
Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. A couple of older gentlemen were fumbling for that one, and ends up in the hands of a Rockies fan. That makes sense. 2-2 on Cooper Pratt. Carlson ready to work. Catcher going away, and the pitch to Pratt hit foul. Rick Monday will not make this catch. So it ends up in the back row of the seats. Singler's on deck, and then Payne in this ninth inning. Pratt fouls it away. Stays 2-2. Pratt's second at bat. He popped up to the first baseman back in the sixth inning. Another 2-2 on the way to Pratt. Fly ball to center. Got off his hands a bit. Center fielder coming over, making the catch. Justin Dean, one away. Back on the radio on Friday. It'll be a Jeff and Josh production from Scottsdale. Brewers and Giants. Freddie Peralta against Logan Webb. A couple of opening day starters going against one another. Freddie will make his Cactus League debut, maybe two innings out of him. Anthony Siegler, his third at bat, and takes a strike. So that's our next radio broadcast from Scottsdale. Siegler, left-handed hitter, waits on Carlson's pitch. Line down the right field line. That's going to be extra bases. Siegler around first. He's digging for two. He'll have that double. Ball scoots away from the cutoff man, but not far enough for Siegler. Down by six to do anything with it. Another extra base hit. Another $75 for West Bend on that double. Thanks to West Bend and MacFund for that double. West Bend, the silver lining. Pitch, a swing and a miss by Braylon Payne. And it's 0-1. Payne reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh. Again, played yesterday out in Goodyear against Cleveland. Takes his strike, and it's nothing and two. Seeing some youth today for the Brewers with Pratt, Payne, and Made, who hit in the eighth inning. 17 years old, Jesus Made. 0-2 pitch. Payne pops it up. Shallow right. Gauthier is going out, and he dropped it. Payne's going to end up at second with a hustle double. Ball gets away. Carlson is there to retrieve it. That fell into no man's land, but Payne picks up his first Cactus League hit. Bloop double into shallow right. So second and third for Bitonti. He's a big boy.
Yeah, the guy in the on-deck circle, another youngster too, and Baez, 19 years old. So a lot of youth today.
And he takes a strike. And it's 0-1. Third round 2 years ago by the Brewers. Hit 221 a season ago in Carolina. Eight homers, 24 RBIs. Swing and a miss by Bitonti, and it's nothing in two. .640 for Eric Bitonti from Hesperia, California. That is up near Victorville in the desert. On the way to Las Vegas. Time called by rushing. My favorite stories back in my old California League days was on the way to get to the ballpark where the High Desert Mavericks used to play. And there's a lot of Brewers farmhands that spent a couple of years in the Cal League in High Desert or even in Stockton that would go down and play in High Desert. Not a franchise anymore. The 0-2 pitch, and Bitonti hits it foul, keeps it alive. But as you're driving to the ballpark on this two-lane road, you get to the city of Adelanto, which is the area where the ballpark is. And on the sign, it says, "Welcome to Adelanto, the city of unlimited possibilities." The 0-2 is fouled away. And you want to know why you have unlimited possibilities? Because there is nothing around you. You can physically do anything you'd like in Adelanto. Unlimited.
No speed limit?
Oh, you could do whatever you want.
Okay.
in Adelanto. The only thing there was the ballpark.
It's like Radiator Springs.
That's exactly what it felt like. Radiator Springs from Cars. That pitch is high, one ball and two strikes. In the parking lot of the ballpark, there was a gas station and a fast food restaurant, and then vast nothing.
Who are they affiliated with?
They were with the Mariners when I was in that league. They were a Brewers affiliate for a while. That's strike three called. Second out of the inning, second and third still for Baez. Yeah, longtime Mariners, Brewers for a couple of years. I think they finished as a Rockies affiliate. They are, again, the ballpark is just vacant now. It's part of the consolidation of minor league teams. The Cal League lost Bakersfield and High Desert. Baez waits. Carlson throws to him and throws a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. But the ball flew there. I mean, man, you hit a pop-up and it was gone. Easy. Real beefy numbers for offensive players. Chopper to second base. That should do it. And it